There were two brothers over in Ireland from a very small village, and they were holy terrors. For 25 years, they drove Father Murphy crazy, always getting into trouble, being in the pubs late into the night, staying out, getting arrested, and just being nuisances. And this went on for 25 years. But eventually, one of the brothers, Pat, died. So his brother Mike went to make the funeral arrangements with Father Murphy. He wanted his brother to have a good Catholic funeral. Father Murphy was willing to do that, even though these boys had never gone to church and were always a problem. And then, before Mike left, he said, "Father, one more thing. During the funeral homily, I want you to tell everyone in the village that my brother Pat was a saint." Father Murphy says, "You've got to be kidding. I'm not sure I can do that, but I'll see what I can do." The funeral homily began like this. "We all know that Pat never went to church. He was always in the pubs drinking and causing problems in the village. But compared to his brother Mike, Pat was a saint." So today is All Saints Day. And you know, if you go to Cooperstown, New York, you can go to the Baseball Hall of Fame. You go to Canton, Ohio, see the Football Hall of Fame. Tonight we celebrate the Christian Hall of Fame. That's what All Saints Day is, the Christian Hall of Fame, as we honor all the men and women and young people who lived Christ-like lives and responded to God's grace, responded with generosity to the grace that God gave them, and became saints and made it to heaven. So today we honor all the saints. As you know, every feast day we have, like, October 4th is St. Francis, August 11th is St. Clair, March 19th is St. Joseph, but today we honor all the saints who made it to heaven. So it truly is the Christian Hall of Fame. And of course, God gives everybody enough grace to become a saint. Every person is given sufficient grace to get to heaven and to become a saint. Well, what should we use as a sort of as a blueprint or as a guide to become a saint? Well, we know what it is because the church gives us it every All Saints Day, and that is the reading of the Beatitudes. Those eight Beatitudes, if we live them, we too, by responding to God's grace, can become saints. Listen to the Beatitudes. "Blessed are the poor in spirit." What does that mean, to be poor in spirit? Well, it means to be humble. It means to be detached from the things of this world, to become more attached to God. I think of a good example is the parents of Saint Therese, a little flower. Saint Therese, her parents were very poor in spirit, and they lived their faith so beautifully. And then we have, "Blessed are those who mourn, they will be comforted." Think of some of the saints who mourned for their past sins. Think of Mary Magdalene, who had lived a sinful life and who was converted and became a great saint. Saint Paul was originally Saul of Tarsus, and he persecuted the Christians. And he always felt very sorry for the way he had treated the Christians after he was converted. So St. Paul mourned for his sins. St. Augustine lived 20 years in sin and immorality, but then he was converted and became a great saint. So these saints mourned for their sins. Number three, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land." Again, meekness, this beautiful virtue of being little in the eyes of God, being humble. Saint Therese, a little flower, what a great example. She always talked about her spiritual childhood. They don't have to do extraordinary things. You just have to do ordinary things with great love. So Saint Therese, read the life of Saint Kateri, the beautiful flower of the Mohawk. Saint Kateri became a great saint and just lived an ordinary, meek, humble, simple life. Number four, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." In fact, all the saints hungered and thirsted for holiness. Think of Padre Pio and his life, or Saint John Vianney and his life. "Blessed are the merciful," number five, "they shall be shown mercy." Think of some of the saints that were merciful. I picture John Paul II. Remember, after he recovered, he was shot three times at close range by an assassin. After he recovered, what did he do? He went into the prison and he showed mercy. He looked the man right in his eye and forgave him. He showed mercy. Blessed are the merciful. I think of St. Stephen, as he was being stoned to death, Stephen says, "Father, do not hold this sin against them." He wanted God to have mercy upon his executioners. Maximilian Kolbe gave up his life for another inmate in Auschwitz concentration camp. He gave up his life. He was so merciful to this other prisoner. Number six, blessed are the clean of heart. They shall see God. The pure of heart. Think of Maria Goretti, who died to preserve her beautiful gift of chastity. Think of St. Agnes or St. Cecilia, the early virgin martyrs of the church. And number seven, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. I think St. Francis is the great peacemaker, right? St. Francis, "Lord, make me a channel of your peace." And all of us are called to be peacemakers within our families. And lastly, number eight, blessed are those who are persecuted and insulted and made fun of because you are a follower of Christ. Rejoice and be glad. Your reward will be great in heaven. So many of the saints were persecuted. Think of the martyrs, how they were persecuted. Whether it be, St. Stephen, or obviously St. Paul was persecuted for spreading the faith. St. Thomas More was beheaded at the Tower of London. St. Louis de Montfort was driven out of different dioceses for his preaching. St. Athanasius, St. John Chrysostom were exiled because they remained faithful to Christ and upholding the teachings of the faith. So those eight Beatitudes, again, each of them are blueprints to how to become a saint. And we have such wonderful role models with the saints. So what I would suggest on this feast day of All Saints Day is to really read about the saints. Read the lives of the saints. As St. Francis de Sales said, that when you read scripture, it's like reading music on a page. When you read the lives of the saints, it's like listening to music being played. See, these saints lived out the scriptures. They lived out the life of Christ. So where should you start with reading the lives of the saints? Start with the saint that you're named after. Think of what saint you are named after and get a book or go online. There's wonderful Catholic websites that describe the lives of the saints. So, for example, I'm named after St. Francis. My middle name is Joseph. And, of course, I was also named after Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, who's also up for beatification. So think of what saint you're named after, your first name, your middle name, and then try to read about that saint. And then, secondly, remember what confirmation name you took. Okay, I happened to take John for John the Apostle, John the Evangelist, because of his love for the Eucharist, his love for the Blessed Mother. And so try to remember what saint you picked for your confirmation, and then go online and read about that saint. Or, buy a book about that particular saint. Maybe you took Saint Teresa or Saint Bernadette or John Paul, and read about that saint. And then lastly, try to get a book about your profession. Figure out what saint is your patron saint of your profession. If you're a doctor, your patron saint is Saint Luke or Cosmas and Damian. If you're a lawyer, your patron saint is Saint Thomas More. If you're a tax collector, your patron saint is Saint Matthew, right? If you work for the IRS. So figure out whatever profession you're in. For example, fathers have Saint Joseph as their role model. Mothers have our Blessed Mother. And figure out whatever profession you're in, and then look up who is your patron saint. Everyone has a patron saint. Teachers do. Politicians do, believe it or not. Every profession, has people in that profession that became saints. So start with your baptismal name, your given name, then think about your confirmation name, and then think about your profession. What is it? And then look up who that is and learn about that. Because the more we read about the saints, truly with God's grace, the more we become like them. There's a phrase, we become like the people we hang around. So if you hang around the saints, we too can grow in holiness and try to become the saints that God wants us to be.